This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. We appreciate you rocking with us, man. Y'all been real great on the text line, 713-572-4610. I don't know if this is inherently my favorite text from that last segment, but it's one that I don't think will leave me soon. 281, CJ is better than Trent Dilfer. It was all caps. Mm-hmm. Dilfer, I don't know why, but I strongly agree. I just want you to know that.
Who would disagree?
I don't know, but whoever it is, yeah. Fight me in real life. That's all I have to say about that.
That could be a thing where saying, hey, maybe they could get to a Super Bowl.
No, that's 100%.
Got you to a Super Bowl.
Imagine in 20 years, people are going to be saying, hell, the Texans won a Super Bowl with C.J. Stroud.
And I'll fight them then as well. You said 20 years, what I'll be? 53? I'll still be able to fight.
Yeah.
I might hurt myself, but you're going to hurt too. Yeah. All right, let's get to the question of the day. With a little bit of news, if you haven't heard. Shout out to Aziz Alshaier, a name that you hear a lot and for various different reasons, but in this instance, mm-hmm. He is the Texans' nominee for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award, which according to the National Football League is the most prestigious award that they hand out every year. According to me, okay. But all right, it's a good thing. Obviously, you want to salute the people that are being in their community, and Aziz is absolutely that, right? Like Aziz, yeah. You know, does stuff with the United Way. One of the things about, you know, that's always been crazy about him is, like, you hear him talk, and it is just...
It's like two different people.
We had an opportunity to sit down with him in
really
training
is.
Camp, and yes. It was like, the time
is
went
this
in
the
a
same
flash.
Guy?
Yeah,
this is the same
I wanted to be like, hey, hold on after we get off air, because I would like to talk to you some more, which yeah. is really unfair to someone who just did yeah. a whole bunch of football stuff. But he is a fascinating dude, and it just feels like people do not understand him because he plays with the physicality that D'Amico Ryans wants. Every given down.
And especially it wasn't back-to-back, but in the same season, he has that kerfuffle on the sideline against the Bears, I believe.
Yeah, I guess that's not the physicality
yeah.
that he asked for.
And then the Jaguars thing.
I think the main thing was the Jaguars thing, yeah. where he was just completely out of control.
But they always show the Bears thing, too. It's like, see?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? He's a dirty... Look, yeah.
yeah.
And it really put a narrative out there. Look, and we were kidding around this week about, you know, throwing a guy down.
I mean, like, but every time I see a suplex in football, I'm like,
yeah.
One, I know you watched wrestling when you were a kid, but then two, you know that they don't like that.
Yeah.
I'm not even mad like, yo, how could you do? It's just like, you know that they don't like that. So don't.
So, but anyway, there is a perception out there about Aziz that is frankly, you know, it's not true. So the question of the day, it doesn't have to be just sports. You know, who's a person that you thought was always misunderstood? You know, I think Aziz fits into that category.
Yeah, no, 100%, especially when we're sitting here looking at the way that it gets talked about. And mm-hmm. I think the thing that made it real egregious was after the Jacksonville thing where Trevor Lawrence slides, one, the lack of context of that dude was playing with that, like, hurt clavicle mm-hmm. or whatever. And then people pretend like him going and missing time after that was because of the head injury, as if he did not have that shoulder injury to begin with,
yeah.
right? That was actually keeping him out. And two, it went on for like 4 days.
It went on a long time. It was a national story.
It created a lot of arguments.
Yeah, yeah.
We just kept talking about it. But to that end, who were the people or the players or, you know, otherwise that you believe were deeply misunderstood?
I think Cam Newton is one. Cam Newton just had a reputation, but he was actually incredibly professional even when he was at Auburn, you know, and that's, that came out bad, but he was a professional quarterback even when he was at Auburn, hell, at Blinn, when he played there. Just, he's a pro. He did it the right way. He understands the game. One of the reasons that he's so popular now as an analyst, because he really understands what the game and how the position is played. He just played it different.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I think that that's part of the misunderstanding is I do wonder, and maybe I'm expanding this too far, so let me know if you think I'm tripping. It felt like people thought he didn't know football because he was just a physical freak.
Mm-hmm.
No, that dude understands football incredibly well. One of the most fun little clips that you'll see pop up was who was it defensively that was like, oh, he's doing this. He's like, oh, so you watch tape. Watch this.
Yeah.
And like, that is because he had such a confidence in executing his offense. Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, if it's third and short, I'll run over you. But also I can make this work. So I thought that there was that. He does have some goofy stuff, but that's more showed up afterwards, sure, after his career or like later on. Where did he make a woman cook kitchen joke at one point on the podium? Something to that effect where I was like, ooh. Oh, no, it was like a women talking football thing.
Oh, yeah. It was actually to a reporter.
Yes. Right.
It was a female reporter.
Yeah, that's like, right.
Hey, come
right.
on. Yeah.
Maybe I should change my mind. Anyway.
You were like, well, take him off the board here.
You know, a weird one for me, I'm curious what you guys, you know, people that you think are misunderstood. A weird one for me is J.J. Watt.
I misunderstood him.
People just thought this guy is so corny. It's all fake.
Here.
It's all for PR.
Here.
You and Reggie both. Huh?
I was like that the whole time until I moved down here.
Yeah.
And then kind of saw him up close and personal as far as like what he did with Harvey and all that stuff. And I was just like, oh, okay, that's really
so
him.
So it's true.
Yeah, but I think it comes from like a general mistrust of like, this person can't be this good.
Can't be that good.
And then also, it didn't help that like, he started getting to the Captain America status where it was like, all right, so we're just going to put the Golden Boy on TV.
Yeah, that's where I was just like, man. And then he had his shoe, the J.J. Watt shoes. Yeah. I'm like, y'all corny asses walking around with some J.J. Watt shoes. It ain't all that.
Yeah. And the fact of the matter.
I changed my tune, by the way.
The fact of the matter is he is every bit of that.
Every bit. He's real.
And more probably.
Yes.
Yeah.
How about you guys?
Well, one of the first ones that came to mind for me is a basketball one, because I just don't understand it. We had him here in Houston, and I wonder if that helped or hurt, at least here in the city of Houston, Russell Westbrook. Mm-hmm. I've never understood the great amount of hate for Russell Westbrook, because I think a lot of the things that people hope for or say that they want in an athlete, he absolutely typifies. Mm-hmm. That dude is all about his family, right? People hate the all flashy. He's never been flashy. He don't go out. What he likes doing is going home, being with his family. He is deeply committed to the community, wherever the community is that he's at. He's deeply committed to that. Family man, faithful, hard worker. Like, I think that's one of the things that turned him off in Houston was that we know that James Harden, while being really good, not always the most diligent in his work.
Right. And bro, you out here kicking it.
That upset him.
We trying to practice, man. Yeah. Come on.
That upset him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all of those things, if you put that on a generic player X does this, you go, oh, I love that guy. And then you go, Russell Westbrook, and people go, I don't know. I just don't understand it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one that come to my mind was Marshawn Lynch. I feel because I feel like Marshawn Lynch, we joke about the whole, you know, I'm just here so I don't get fined and all of that stuff. But to me, I feel like Marshawn Lynch was, when I think of players that are kind of, I don't want to call them camera shy, but just, you know, not kind of, I don't even know how to phrase it.
He was
it.
Just very
not,
private.
Yeah. Not,
incredibly private.
Yeah, or just kind of standoffish when it comes to people and media and stuff like that. Not in a bad way, but just his personality. I feel like he was the front man of that. And at the time, a lot of people didn't understand it. A lot of people felt like he was just kind of being an a-hole and stuff like that. But some people aren't really camera people like that, man. I know he's growing into it now, but at the time, as a player, man, I think a lot of people aren't that, you know, they don't want to sit in front of the camera and just give you everything like that. And I felt like that was a little bit misunderstood.
What about celebrities?
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Or just other people of note that you feel are misunderstood. One that came to mind only because, you know, it's someone that I don't know how to put this. Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen to me has got demons like Johnny Manziel. You know, Johnny Manziel might fit in this list. He's got demons, but as people, they're fantastic people. They just can't shake, you know, their addictions or their you know where they go in their private life. You know, chemically, et cetera, alcohol, all that stuff. You know, I think both those guys kind of fit in that category.
Charlie Sheen was tough, though, because, like, there was a lot of that came through his own words. So
of course.
It felt like how much misunderstanding is happening when it's you bringing it to the table here. Mm-hmm. But I hear you because I think when you have that different perspective, it's always interesting, which is why I'm really interested to see, like, how deep in the archives you can go with this from, mm-hmm. like, players that you had an opportunity to see up close and personal where you get that different perspective. Some ones that are coming in on the text line. Somebody said John Lopez is my nomination for being misunderstood.
Is that good or bad?
I have no earthly idea. How did you feel about, because someone brought up Mad Max, Vernon Maxwell. Do you feel like he's misunderstood? I feel like there might be some misunderstanding in that, like, his code is different than I think a lot of other people's code. And there is, like, a level of morality. It just doesn't sit right with some people, I imagine.
I think Vernon Maxwell is one of those guys that kind of has two personalities, and he can be, like, he's gotten in fights in locker rooms. He's got Akeem Olajuwon slapped the bleep out of him, you know, for
his words.
His words. You know, he's pushed buttons and not been, you know, the highest of character people over the years. And yet, on the other side, he is a guy that does a lot of good stuff, and when you sit down and talk, and I covered him from his rookie year, you know, when I was on the NBA beat, he was a rookie, and you're like, how does this guy, you know, get this? Oh, that's how he gets a reputation, but he doesn't seem like that bad all the time. You know?
What about somebody like a Ron Artest?
That's a really good one.
Very big.
That's a really good one.
Because also, and this is where it gets real interesting, because there's a lot of that's also mental illness that happens, which changes the dynamics. But yeah, like I think that he was very misunderstood. Does Dylan Brooks strike you as misunderstood? I think that's just kind of...
I think that would fit.
I think he kind of wants you to take him that way. I think that's part of the persona that he adds. Yeah. And it works because look at the way that his teams play. They're always physical. Mm-hmm. And I think he does it to an end.
But he's well-liked.
He is.
By media and...
Yeah, his teammates and all that stuff. I think it's just when he's on the court. Mm-hmm. Kind of like I don't want to compare him to Aziz, but when you're on the court, it's a different person.
Yeah.
Captain Jack, Steven Jackson, you know, the Golden Triangle Zone. And then one of the ones that I wanted to throw up here, because Houston, Arian Foster definitely was, right?
Arian Foster was just, he was kind of like just a different kind of nut. But nobody ever called him a bad guy.
No, but I don't think you have to be a bad guy to be misunderstood. I think that he just, for the culture that football typically brings, he was a different dude. And I think that leads to some misunderstanding.
Is Russell Wilson fall in that category?
No.
weird. I mean, technically misunderstood. Understand. However,
he wants you to misunderstand.
A lot of people dislike. I mean, not even just. I ain't talking about his peers or nothing, but just on social media, people don't like him. It's like, why?
That's a good reason.
Yeah, that one's too complex. That was too complex to divvy.
He's doing nothing but loving his family.
Is he? He's corny.
There's a level. Well, it's not even just corny. Fake is something that people don't.
He's what we thought J.J. Watt was.
Yeah. Well,
he's what we thought J.J. Watt was.
And I still don't even know how actual fake it is, but at least it has the appearance of fake. And sometimes that appearance matters.
J.J. Watt still has some, like, he still can be very genuine, though, where you'd be like, okay, he's one of us.
Yeah.
He'd quote a Paul Wall lyric or something like that, or Houston rap lyric.
Right.
Do stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Keep those coming. I appreciate you doing that. On the text line, Ricky Williams comes in, Colin Kaepernick comes in, Framber Valdez comes in. Ooh, that's interesting.
That's a good one.
All right, coming up next, let's go around the NFL. Where are we setting up for what could be the best Thursday night football game of the season? Let's do that next.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.